Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. And coach, thanks again for your time this week.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thanks, KJN, for supporting our kids.
Well, coach, another disappointing game for you last week. Just didn't get a lot going in the right direction. I think your defense at times during the game, it sounds like, played pretty well to give yourself a chance, but on the other side of the ball, just couldn't get that going.
Yeah, defense, played pretty darn well for the most part of the game there. A couple missed tackles, and they raced for a couple touchdowns. But otherwise, our defense, held up to their end of the bargain. Offensively, struggled at times, and then at times got stuff going and then turned the ball over. So a real poor performance offensively.
Yeah, both teams really, I guess you look at the numbers at the end of the game, both teams didn't really rack up much yardage as far as that is concerned, but the other side of that too is you also turn the ball over a number of times, and that's always going to help them have a little bit shorter field.
Yeah, we had, I think, 5 turnovers on the night, and Winterset didn't have any. But that's the way the game goes, and we need to get more turnovers and, of course, take care of the football better as we move forward here.
Well, I know you had to do some things up front, moving some guys around. You've had a couple of injuries, and that's always tough to know how they're going to end up once you get on the playing field and how things are going to gel together. And it sounded like Winterset was pretty aggressive defensively, blitzed at you quite a bit, and that caused some issues.
Yeah, it seemed like, we just had one breakdown up there. We'd get 4 guys going in the right direction, and one guy just broke down, whether it was a missed assignment or just didn't get a block, and that's what that was the problem we were having up front. So made it for, kind of a long night offensively, but we were in the game for the most part. So, we played hard, but now we just got to play smarter football.
Yeah, and one thing, of course, you're worried about going into that game is holding their quarterback, Kleemeyer, in check. And it sounded like, for the most part, you kind of were able to do what you wanted to with him, keep him kind of stuck in the pocket a little bit, not be able to get too much outside and extend plays, and able to keep that part of the game contained a bit.
Yeah, the Kleemeyer kid's a really good quarterback, and it can probably hurt you more with his feet than with his arm. Our defense, for the most part, did do that. They, corralled him and kept him in the pocket, so to speak. He did break contain a couple times, but still didn't hurt us with his feet. So we had guys, chasing the play down, and that's what we want on defense. But the guy that got us was their running back, number 36, Van Pelt. He had a couple big runs for him and played well. And, the kind of the scary thing for them is, he went down late in the game. It looked like a serious, serious leg injury. So, that's tough for them.
Well, we already talked a little bit about some of the issues up front that happened to you. But is there anything else there offensively that stands out that maybe you're seeing as a coaching staff that, hey, we got to do this better if we're going to be able to have success moving the ball?
Yeah, I think we got to get the ball out on the perimeter more, use our speed a little bit, get some guys in space, and let those guys be athletes. We still got to run the ball inside, but just to keep the defense honest. But eventually, we got to get the ball on the perimeter. So that's been a focus this week.
Well, you turn your attention here to a team that's also coming off a disappointing loss in Creston Orient Maxburg. They've suffered 2 straight losses themselves, and I guess another challenge here, obviously, this week. They're going to pose some different threats, but so far, what have you seen from Creston?
Well, they're really big up front, probably the biggest team we see. They've got, one D1 commit to Iowa State at left tackle, and their right tackle is probably just as good, and he's just not as big. So they've got, potentially 2 D1 players on the front 5, and that's going to be a real concern for us.
Yeah, obviously you have to try to find a way to combat that. It seems like a couple of your impact players are a little bit spread out across that defensive line, so that probably is going to help you a little bit, being able to attack from a number of different directions.
Yeah, and we've made a couple moves there to kind of even up our defense, so to speak, with some of our bigger guys on certain big guys for them. So hopefully that matchup this week works in our favor.
Well, and you face another quarterback that also can hurt you with his legs, and Kylan Smallwood. He's a guy that is very athletic and can extend plays. He can run well. I think he's probably had to do more than maybe they anticipated coming into the season for their offense, but certainly another guy that you got to keep contained.
Definitely. He's probably even more dangerous than the guy last week with his feet. You know, throwing the ball, he's okay there, but it's really his feet that'll get you. So we've got to contain him, and they do a nice job of mixing in the inside runs, outside runs with him. So, you know, our defense is going to have quite a test.
And obviously, you know, they lost a player that was just a terrific back there in Chase Schultz, and did a lot for them, probably more than maybe we all thought coming into this season. But, you know, when you have guys up front that are that big, obviously their emphasis is going to be to run the football. They've got a couple of different guys that they'll throw in there. Mitchell Swank's kind of been their lead back. But, yeah, you line up those big guys, and certainly they're going to try to go right behind them.
Well, and they're so big up front. You know, Swank's kind of a smaller stature guy, so he does a nice job of kind of hiding behind those linemen, kind of waiting for the hole to open and then bursting through that hole. So he does a nice job of kind of setting up his blocks and being patient and waiting, and then, you know, you take an advantage of the seam that's there. So it's going to be kind of a two-man game between Swank and, you know, their quarterback Smallwood.
Well, and I guess the other side of the coin for your defense is maybe it's kind of nice that you know that you can maybe zero in on that run game a little bit. They're not as much of a passing threat team here this season. You know that's going to be their focus. So if you can go out there and get that job done, you give yourself a good chance.
Yeah, we like our chances if we can stop the run. And that's what we've been preaching all week to the kids is, you know, get that run stopped, make it third and 10, third and 9, and, you know, the advantage is going to be ours.
Well, on the other side, Creston defensively, how have you seen them line up so far?
Well, they've got, you know, three big guys in the middle there, so we're still going to have to try and run the ball through, you know, through the off tackle there, but then eventually we're going to have to get the ball outside and on the perimeter. Those three big guys, of course, don't run as well, but, you know, if we can get the ball out on the perimeter and get some stocks going out there, I like our chances with our guys out there.
Well, and we've seen, you know, at times, too, from your team, when you guys have been able to give Jackson some time back there, and when he's felt comfortable, the passing game has looked good from time to time. You've got a number of weapons that you can throw out there that are downfield threats, so if you can give yourself an opportunity to do that, it certainly could be part of the game.
Absolutely, and, you know, we like Jackson back there. We think he's tough, and this week he's going to have to be a little bit tougher because he's going to have to run the ball a little bit on the bootlegs and those types of things. So we are asking him to do a lot, and we think he's capable of doing those things for us. But he just got to, you know, manage the game a little bit too and get us in the right play, execute the play, and let our guys get that ball in space and run with it.
Well, it sure seems like from the first couple of games, too, he's definitely a player that's capable of being good on the run, rolling out, and still throwing the ball accurately.
Yeah, I had to remind him the other day, you know, he did play running back for us for two games last year. So, you know, he wants to throw it. You know, all quarterbacks do. That's kind of what a quarterback does, and that's who you want at quarterback. But, you know, in our scheme here, we're going to have him, to be successful, he's going to have to run it just a couple times to keep that defense honest.
Is there any other part, I guess, of the defense there that you think you might have some chances to expose a little bit? Is there that second or third level? Is there anything that stands out to you as a coaching staff?
Well, I think, you know, if we can get the ball to the perimeter, our guys are capable of doing something with it. So, yeah, they've got some decent athletes out there. But, you know, just looking at it on paper, I think if we can get out there and get some hat on hats as far as perimeter blocking, that we'll be able to get some big chunks of yardage. But that's the key, though. Can we execute it?
Obviously, I'm sure last week was pretty disheartening for the guys. I'm sure they're down on themselves a little bit after the game. You don't have, you know, much success throughout. Have you noticed that they've been right back at it, right to work here again this week?
Yeah, we've been real pleased with that aspect of things. We got a great senior group, a lot of great senior leaders. And, you know, Tuesday was a pretty good practice. Wednesday was, again, a really good practice. We kind of hit a little bit more. Tuesdays we do some hitting, but maybe not as much because a lot of our JV guys are back. They just played a game on Monday. But Wednesday we lined up and did some full go things with our perimeter guys. So we're trying to get the ball out there and let them do some things.
Well, and it is homecoming week. I know oftentimes the what you want to go to is talking about, well, there's other distractions going on. But I think just as much as that, at the same time, for a lot of these guys, there's a sense of pride on the line, too. They want to come out here at home when there's know there's going to be a good crowd and put on a good show.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we feel as a coaching staff is important. You know, homecoming is it's what it is. It's homecoming, and that's a big thing for our school. It's a big thing for them, and we want them to participate and do all those activities. You know, sometimes I think when I was younger, I didn't really like it. And, you know, now we just kind of embrace it. And, you know, our guys are good. You know, when they're at practice, they're focused and doing what they need to do. And then once practice is over, you know, we allow them to go, you know, float build and be with their classmates because, especially for our seniors, this is their last chance.
Yeah, and I think for, you know, the most part we've seen, you've got a lot of good guys on the team, too. You've got good kids, so you can, you know, trust that they're going to go out there and make the right decisions while they're doing those other things this week.
Yeah, and we think so, too. We like who we have. You know, that doesn't mean we don't talk about it still, though, and still remind them. You know, they're still high school kids, and we, you know, last night we said the same thing. You know, hey, good practice. Get out there. Go do some homecoming stuff. Be with your classmates, but, you know, make good decisions.
Well, it should be a great atmosphere for the guys. That's the other, I guess, upside of having a homecoming, too. A lot of people in the stands, and I'm sure last week was a good crowd for you as well, but you look forward to that, having that atmosphere. It certainly helps.
Yeah, I always love playing in the Trojan Bowl. You know, a lot of crazy things happen there, and we hope that it works out for us this week. We had a great you know, set of fans in the stands last week, and we're expecting, if not a few more this week. So our guys are excited to get out there and show them, you know, hey, what can we do?
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here talking about the game again this week, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. So that's going to do it for Trojan Preview here in Week 5 on KJN.